the rest of the story. Yesterday, you and I were talking about an American airman based in England during World War II. He had stolen an unknown boy's bicycle in order to get to his air base for a mission. But just as his flying fortress was heading home after that mission, navigator Roger Johnson was told that two bombs were hung up in the release mechanism. His crewman had already tried to dislodge them. Now it was Roger's turn. The bomb bay doors were open as Roger ventured out onto the inches-wide catwalk. A vast void lay between him and the earth 5 miles below. The bomb bay entryway had been too small to accommodate Roger's parachute and survival kit, so with only a small oxygen bottle clamped under his left arm to keep him conscious and a screwdriver in his right hand, Roger wedged himself between the bomb racks. The bombs were staring at him now. Roger is staring back, plunging the screwdriver into the mechanism. He could see out the corner of his eye the gauge on the oxygen bottle. It was dialing down fast, as though cold late timing this intricate operation. And then, suddenly, the bombs fell. Both of them. The plane lurched upward. The screwdriver tumbled from Roger's hand, chasing the bombs. Roger clung desperately to the racks. The oxygen gauge needle was buried now. Roger must get out of the bomb bay and quickly. And he did. Light-headed, heart-pounding, Roger returned to his navigator's post, guided the flying fortress safely back to England. Strange how, after saving his craft and crew, after coming so close to slipping through the bomb bay into oblivion, all Roger could think of was that bicycle he had stolen. The one he had taken in the pre-dawn dark to make his mission on time. The one without which the lives of his buddies might have been snuffed out 5 miles over Germany. For indeed, as it turned out, Roger Johnson was the only man aboard that B-17 who knew how to dislodge those tenacious bombs. But when he returned to base, looked for the bicycle that had made it possible, Roger could find it nowhere. Not where he'd left it, not anywhere. This much significant stolen bicycle had been stolen again, never to be recovered. Now let's flash forward 48 years. It's Poolbrook, England, 1992, this year. Springtime this year, and a 68-year-old doctor from Irving, Texas, is standing amid a throng of local children. He's Dr. Roger Johnson, formerly of Squadron 508, 351st Bomb Group, returned after almost half a century to the scene of a safe landing that could never have happened without the sacrifice of one little boy. To this day, nobody knows who that little boy was. And yet, if former B-17 navigator Roger Johnson cannot repay him personally, he is trying as best he knows how to settle that war debt once and forevermore. The children of Poolbrook are too young to understand. They are simply standing there in awe, as do we, of the smiling old man in the faded uniform. And they're reaching out to touch him, to thank him for the gift to Poolbrook's young people. They may never thoroughly understand this gift of 100 shiny new bicycles, but you do, for you know the rest of the story.